This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Health. The FDA just announced a plan to ban trans fats. They have tentatively categorized trans fats as no longer safe for human consumption due to links with heart disease and heart attacks. The Center for Disease Control predicts that this ban could save tens of thousands of lives. The FDA is focusing on processed foods, and they estimate a possible cost of $8 billion to remove trans fats from our food supply. They are requesting comments and suggestions about the implementation of this ban. Food scientist and host of Cooking Issues on Heritage Radio Network, Dave Arnold, shares how you might notice this ban at the store.
I'd probably just make it a little more expensive. You can remove trans fats. Like, there's, you can go into the store right now and buy trans fat-free Crisco. It's just probably going to be a cost increase. I mean, I would say that's about it. There's no, in other words, the transness of the fat doesn't change the functionality of the fat.
Trans fats typically start off as vegetable fat, like soybean oil. Vegetable fats are crooked or unsaturated. These kinks in the chain are susceptible to oxygen in the air, which causes them to go rancid. Unsaturated fats are also more likely to be liquid at room temperature. Trans fats are made by blasting these unsaturated fats with hydrogen and straightening out those kinks. Manufacturers have used trans fats to improve texture, shelf life, and flavor stability all at the same time. When trans fats were first introduced, they were thought of as a healthier alternative to saturated fats. But throughout the 1990s, researchers found a strong correlation between trans fats intakes, heart disease, and high levels of bad cholesterol. Trans fats may also be linked to diabetes and insulin resistance. In a 2006 ruling, the FDA introduced mandatory trans fats labeling. But there is a loophole where companies could say that their products were trans fat free if there was less than half a gram per serving. The proposed ban would effectively close this loophole. Though small amounts of trans fats occur naturally in meat and dairy products, they are largely a human invention. They helped manufacturers make vast amounts of shelf-stable processed foods. As this ban is implemented over the coming years, our foods might not last as long, but our hearts will. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Meredith Hodnott.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Signal Dub by Evan Hashi. Thanks for listening.